Our gospel lesson this evening comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 4, beginning in verse 8, and Revelation, chapter 5, beginning in verse 1. And the four living creatures, each of them with six wings, are full of eyes all around and inside. Day and night, without ceasing, they sing, "Holy, holy, holy, the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to the one who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall before the one who is seated on the throne and worship the one who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, singing, "You are worthy, O Lord God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created." Then I saw on the right hand of the one seated on the throne a scroll written on the inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break the seals?" And no one in heaven or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. And I began to weep bitterly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders a lamb standing as if it had been slaughtered, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of the one who was seated on the throne. When he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. They sing a new song. "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slaughtered, and by your blood you ransomed for God saints from every tribe and every language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests serving our God, and they will reign on earth." Then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels surrounding the throne and the living creatures and the elders. It numbered myriads of myriads and thousands, singing with full voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slaughtered to receive power and wealth, and wisdom, and might, and honor, and glory, and blessing." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them singing, "To the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshiped. This is the gospel of the Lord. All right, now comes my technical ability. Who remembers the question that Pastor Darcy asked when she was here and preached? No one? The question was, what would you do if Jesus walked in that back door right now? What would you do? And I guess that's my feeling, that's been my feeling for quite some time. What would I do if Jesus were to show up in front of me? Because after all, we should be committed, caring, authentic Christians. And if we are all of that, then we want Jesus to appear before us, because that is our eternal hope, that he comes back and resurrects us from the sin and decay that is in this world. But in the meantime, before he comes back, where are we? We're in the middle. After Jesus was resurrected, but before he comes back. And then the question that I'm sure all of us ask every once in a while, in the stillness of the night, in those moments when we lay down in bed to go to sleep, but we haven't fallen asleep yet. Don't we sometimes ask ourselves, is all of this worth it? Is Jesus worthy? Is God worth it? What am I doing? Why am I doing it? What's the end result? Will I see the end result? Those are just three of the challenges, and there are many. But those are the three that struck me as I've been driving in my car, in my truck lately. And so I came up with this DVD to kind of put all of that into perspective. Again, if you are entertained by this DVD, you miss the point. It's a little bit on the dark side because they came off the internet. And in the first video, you will see people that you may or may not recognize because it's the official video of a movie. And in the video, not only do they show, not only do they show the group Mercy Me, but they show scenes from that movie.
To my knees, will I fall? is forever. Forever worship you. Somewhere between the hot and the cold, somewhere between the new and the old, somewhere between who I am and who I used to be, somewhere in the middle you'll find me. Somewhere between the wrong and the right, somewhere between the darkness and the light, somewhere between who I was and who you're making me, somewhere in the middle you'll find me. Just how close can I get, Lord, to my surrender without losing all control? Fearless warriors in a picket fence, reckless abandon wrapped in common sense, deep water faith in the shallow end, and we are caught in the middle with eyes wide open to the differences, the God we want and the God who is. But will we trade our dreams for Him? Caught in the middle. caught in the middle.
Conquered the grave. He is David's root and the Lamb who died. Sing together.